there's just enough chill in the air, some dust, and some diesel exhaust, but I love it because it means it's harvest time. The bins are all cleaned out, or at least they should be. The service techs are all highly caffeinated, and it's time to get to it. And we're coming along for the ride. Welcome to the Harvest Trail Podcast, where we're going to meet up with the heroes of the harvest and tell their stories, in hopes that when we're done, we're all a little smarter. And now to the show. Welcome to the Harvest Trail Podcast. We are joined by my very good friend, Dale Mayer from Mayer Farm Equipment, Jeffersonville, Ohio, or Washington's Courthouse. Which one is it?
It is, well, technically it's Washington Courthouse, but we're 15 feet outside Jeffersonville city limits, so the post office did us a wonder there.
Washington Courthouse sounds very august. Sounds wonderful. Noble almost.
Yeah.
How's your harvest going?
Harvest is long and slow. Talked to a good customer on Sunday here. He said he and his crew have worked 29 days straight without a break. We have not had even one rain delay. But we also have guys who got in planted late that are still waiting on crop to get ready to where really? They can harvest, and they're just getting started.
There was rain spring in the forecast for today. Today there's a 75% chance, and now it looks like it just blew away where you're at.
Yeah, there's no rain coming.
Oh my goodness.
We have another 2-week clear window with no rain.
So what are we looking at status wise? Are we at beans? Are we done with beans? Where are we at?
I'm going to say across the board, we're probably 40% with corn and soybeans.
Okay.
Because if you were a guy that has good tiled ground, you got in the first of, or the end of April, 1st of May, got your crop planted, you are probably 75, 80% done. If you had wetter soils without drainage, we didn't get planted till June to June 20th. And those crops are just now ready to where guys can start going at them.
The results that you're hearing now from the customers, what are they seeing? What's coming out the field?
Early planted crops are excellent. Soybeans in the upper 60s, low 70s. Corn is over 200 bushel.
Nice, nice.
But the guys that are getting dove into this June planted beans are 40 to 50 bushel.
Now, did you have a weather issue, or is it just growing days? What was it?
We were wet early on. That's why they didn't get in until June to plant in a lot of areas. And after about August 15th, we had 1-2-inch rain the 1st of September, and we have not had more than a tenth of rain since here at the dealership.
Goodness. And none in the foreseeable future.
No. Like I said, the 10-day, 2-week forecast looks dry.
Well, so you know, kind of on top of all of this is you've got some customers, in fact, customers we visited with in the past that are incredibly inventive around soil health and in conservation of elements. How are your cover crop farmers and all your other tinkerers and all them doing? What's their harvest look like? It's got to be a little bit different.
Everybody, I talked to Dave that we went and visited with a year ago when you were here. And they've been plugging away, and they were able to get in on the earlier side just with the cover crops. That does mitigate the water a little bit and gives them a little better base to get across. So they have been harvesting. Their yields are some like on average with where they normally are.
Yeah.
We didn't, of course, have great length of time to talk, but.
Well, let's talk about Tinkerer. Tinkerer number one and his cover crop this year, your dad. How did that work out? Because when I was there just, you know, a handful of months ago, they were flying on the cover crops. And
we flew on the cover crop. I think you were here probably right at a month ago now.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us, so how did it go?
Well, we've had zero rain on that, and he is shelling corn today, and we see no growing cover crop.
Oh, wow.
Very
yeah, little. I mean, yeah, I mean, you haven't had rain. I mean, it's, wow, I didn't think. Now, I wonder if going out there and running over it with groundcrete, some, you know, soil seed, but even there, if there's no moisture to take up, it's not going to swell. It's not going to germinate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect to see anything there until it rains.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think the seed will hold till then?
It should. And it very well could be once we get some sunlight on it here after we get the crop off of it, that it'll take off even with minimal moisture.
Yeah.
Because we have been getting some pretty heavy dews and frost.
Yeah. It'll come sit on it and give it just enough to take off, and then good soil and, you know, a little bit of compression over top of it as that combine and the tractors and the carts all move over it.
But yeah, we were discussing that last night after we actually got dove into our crop yesterday. So, but hopefully now at least these dudes can get on that and get that rye going.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if you know, what's Dad thinking? What's the idea here?
I think it's something that him and his brother have always heard about. And that farm, they've not done anything crazy or new on it in a long time. Just been kind of doing a basic fertilizer thing. And I think it's just something that caught both their attention and wanted to give it a try.
I think that's awesome that your dad's been at this a long time, and his brother has too. And even after all these years of doing it one way, they're still interested in doing a little better, doing a little smarter, doing it a little more efficient. And those are lessons that go on that can help your customers as well.
Definitely.
Well, as this season ends up, first of all, while we're in season, what's coming in the shop from a service standpoint? I know this is a question maybe more so for your brother, but I'm sure you can speak on his behalf. What's coming in the shop? What are we seeing from the conditions in the field? Are we changing air filters? What are we dealing with?
It is extremely dry and dusty. We have sold more air filters than anybody ever imagined in anything we've ever done before. We're challenged a little bit with the draper heads just because of the dry conditions and building up bean chaff and fodder between the belts that we haven't fought for several years. So we've got to caution guys, be extra diligent and, loosen them things out and clean them out every couple of days.
Yeah.
And it just comes back to it is so dry. Then we're fighting field fires here from got guys trying to do vertical tillage and sparking and catching fields on fire. Talked to a guy the other day, broke a sickle section and it got stuck in the garden. Just the friction of two sickles together started the field fire.
Wow. Wow. So it is that just dry.
It is dry here, and most issues we're seeing in the shop this year are condition related. Wearing a lot of skid plates out just because the ground is so hard.
Yeah.
As far as those poly kits, nothing unusual, just the dry side of it's bringing out some things we haven't seen in a couple of years. Normally, by this point in the year, we're fighting wet ground and mud.
Well, and with the wear, you're seeing wear that's leading to breakdown, but that wear's happening all the same. You got advice for farmers out there to get that equipment in the shop after harvest? What type of deals are you offering them to get them in early? And what can it mean for them? I know you have great storage for machinery out there. Tell me a little bit about them getting them in early.
The best thing we recommend to everybody is the day you get done, get with us. Let's get those machines in yet this fall, winter. We've got parts specials, of course, there in the month of December. And we're very flexible that if we've got your machine here, even if we can't get to it till January, we'll carry those discounts over on that. We do have a large combine shed here that we store our used combines in. It's always got room for two or three customer machines if it's something we're going to have it while the weather gets bad. But as early as some are going to be able to get finished with harvest this year, we'd love to get some machines in here yet this fall. That way we're not doing it next summer right ahead of season.
Well, there's some money to be made out there with farmers with the grain fundamentals and such, and they're going to be looking to spend some money. And while I know inventories are tight, I know you also have some pretty prized things sitting on your lot here. What should they be coming to see you about?
What I'll caution everybody is we need to know what your wants and needs are for next year. We've already found out that new combine production and header production is going to go up, but it's already had a lot of orders placed against us, so we're going to be limited again on the number of machines we do get. I do have several on order already as stock units. I've got a lot of headers coming yet this fall even. Have just need to work together and get planning on this as soon as possible. I do have a couple 9300 series drapers available for fall delivery yet, and got a used couple S series used combines that'll be in here before the end of the year yet too.
Nice. Now you've got a fantastic supply of mid and compact size Massey Ferguson tractors. Who needs those? I mean, I know that there's going to be people who acreage owners who are going to want to use them to mow, take care of the land, but there's also a place for professional producers to get a mid-range tractor. Tell me what you got and where they can put it to use.
We do have a lot of the compact utility tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower in the Massey range. Of course, the smaller 23 to 30 horse, a lot of those do go to the small acreage people that are doing gardens or just lawn care in general. The utility tractors, we get into a lot of horse farms, small cattle farms, and the professional producers. Got a lot of guys that run them on mowers for fence rows, auger tractors, just all-around chore tractors, something nice with a loader and a cab to get around and do all that odds and ends stuff that we never really think about but always seem to be doing.
Yeah, well, and you do livestock up there, all the way up to including horse country. You're not incredibly far from major horse country, and those little Masseys are pretty hard to beat.
They are great little tractors.
Well, Dale, thanks for sharing your time with us, and best of luck to the whole dealership family there. Dale Mayer, Mayer Farm Equipment, Jeffersonville, Ohio, or Washington Courthouse, depending on which side of the dealership lot you're standing on. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Jeff.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. I know I did. I also hope you'll keep tuning in for more insight, discussion, maybe a few laughs. And if you'd like to join us on the program and tell us about your harvest, just send us a message by connecting with us on social media. The Harvest Trail Podcast is a production of Agricultural Dealers United and brought to you by some of the best dealers in the business. You can find previous episodes on your favorite podcast platform or at theharvesttrailpodcast.com. The show's produced by Rich Williams, and I'm your host, Jeff Michaels. Until next time, may your bins overflow and the fuel bill stay reasonable. May the bean dust stay on the outside of the cab and the stalk stay out of the tires. And may someone else have to blow out the radiator. Have a great, safe, enjoyable, and bountiful harvest from all of your friends right here at the Harvest Trail Podcast.